opening statements, I will first swear them in. While this is the prerogative of every committee chair, it has not been the custom here at Ways and Means, but then it's not customary for this committee to have been so repeatedly misled by an agency under its purview.
Appearing before the House Ways and Means Committee just 2 days after his resignation, outgoing IRS Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller came under fire from Republican lawmakers, asking why he did not inform Congress his agency was singling out conservative groups for excessive scrutiny. Republican Kevin Brady hit Miller with this question.
Mr. Miller, who in the IRS is responsible for targeting conservative organizations?
Miller said he could not name names, but he did apologize.
I think that what happened here was that foolish mistakes were made by people trying to be more efficient in their workload selection.
Miller said he does not believe there was any political partisanship involved and explained that IRS staffers were trying to process a flood of applications from conservative Tea Party groups for tax-exempt status starting around 2010. The Republican committee chairman, Dave Camp, said the scandal had damaged President Obama and his administration.
Well, under this administration, the IRS has abused its power to tax, and it has destroyed what little faith and hope the American people had in getting a fair shake in Washington.
Democratic lawmakers countered that Republicans should not use what they agreed was a serious issue to try to score political points and tarnish the president. Democratic Congressman Joseph Crowley.
So I would really ask the chairman and my colleagues on the other side, let's get the answers. Ask the questions, get the facts, and then we can draw our own conclusions.
Republican-led committees in the House of Representatives are likely to keep asking questions about this scandal and others plaguing President Obama and his administration for months to come. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
I just finished speaking with Secretary Liu and senior officials at the Treasury Department to discuss the investigation.